Certainly, the raw numbers have got higher since this time last week. The kind of 5-day average is close to 30 now. And we've seen cases go up and down. That always happens in any epidemic, be it measles or flu. There's a positive trend in the proportion of new cases that have been isolating. But still, there was probably 11 of today's cases that have been out in the community, at least for part of the time they were infectious. Now, the danger with that is that, this virus does not spread in some kind of linear way. We talk about a dispersion factor, where at least last year, around 20% of infected people infect someone else, but 80% don't. We can't really predict of those 11 who are not in isolation, which ones will be in that 20% or and spread it further.
With the numbers where they are right now, we've had 35 new cases, but 33 of them linked to ones we already know about. Would you be wanting to lift this lockdown on Friday?
I would wait till Wednesday to answer that question, but it's not looking promising. It's actually 11 out of 35 who were at a community infection risk. That's quite a lot at this stage of the lockdown. You would expect that to be down almost to zero. So I think one of the problems is that the restrictions in New South Wales don't resemble the kind of lockdowns that we've had in other cities or other states. In Melbourne, when we have a lockdown, you can't go to JB Hi-Fi or Bunnings or Zara to buy a frock. You can't go to shopping malls. It's the idea of a lockdown is to stop people mingling, and confine that to really essential services.
The main concern that we're seeing in New South Wales, of course, right now is aged care facilities. Most of the residents are vaccinated, but it's now come out that many of the staff still haven't been. How concerned should we be about that?
We should be very concerned. I just don't understand this, really, Zach. I don't know how it happened. We know the Commonwealth is responsible for most aged care. That's all the private aged care facilities. And those staff were clearly in the phase 1A, and we should have made sure phase 1A and phase 1B were complete before we opened it up to everyone else. So it's really puzzling. Now, we're told there's been some hesitancy among aged care staff. Well, I think make it mandatory. And if you won't get vaccinated, then you should be working in a different sector. Just look back at Victoria last year. More than 700 aged care residents died of the virus. Now, true, most of them are now vaccinated, but still, some of them will still get the virus, and they're very vulnerable, older people, and they are at higher risk of hospitalisation and death.
The New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, said today that discussions about what will happen when schools go back are for another time. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm sure there are discussions going on. I don't think they're for another time. What may have been neglected in this last 18 months is having greater efforts to make schools safer. And there are a number of ways you can do that. First of all, vaccinate teachers. They should be treated as frontline workers to improve ventilation in schools and make sure the older children are wearing masks and avoid parents congregating at the gate and stuff, by staggering pickups and drop-offs. So, they'll have the tough decision as to whether kids need to stay at home and learn or can go back to school. And if so, how will they go back to school and remain safe? We know school children can get infected, and we know then they can infect their parents and grandparents, even if the kids themselves don't usually get very sick. But they might get long COVID, they might find their health affected for another year or two. So it's really a much greater focus is needed on schools.